Hello, this is still Pawari, it's still the 16th of March, it's still Wednesday, this is still my audio boo. Just realised I probably came across as a bit forceful on that last one. I'm sorry, Yana, didn't mean to be. It's just something I'm passionate about too. So it's kind of a whingy boo from my perspective too. Onto identity, that Simon Toon's been talking about and lots of other people have commented, all really good comments. Simon was interested in my take on it, since I do keep things separate for at least a large portion of my online time. My Facebook is under my real name, but that's I keep quite carefully. I have lists, and though to be fair, I have the lists there partly as an aid memoir as to where I know people from, because I do have a lot of, for example, online writer people on there, some people I've met through various different things that I want to kind of remember where I knew them from, so they're kind of put in that list. I don't necessarily lock different lists down automatically. Like, for example, all the lists can see my statuses, all my lists can see all my photos, etc. But what I do is some statuses I might lock certain groups out. I got very uncomfortable right at the beginning when I wasn't using lists, because I was linking to parts of my blog, and then some people local at school started commenting about things I'd said on the blog, and it wasn't anything particularly private or things I didn't want them to know or anything. It just felt a bit, I'm not sure how comfortable I am sharing this much with them. It felt a bit oversharing. So yeah, I kind of have listened out very, very occasionally. If something that I don't want certain groups or certain local groups, like I relaunched my blog, I wanted some of my friends that had read it before to know, but I didn't necessarily want local people to know. So I put a status on my Facebook, but locked it right down to not include people I knew locally. So that was very straightforward. So the lists are there really more for very occasional use. I do like how the Facebook uses fan pages, and this is something I may look at in the future. I'm kind of going in this in the reverse now, because I've built up a brand with a blog. I'm clearly getting to the point in another couple of years, hopefully, that where I'll be looking to sell my book, and I need to be able to show the agent I already have a brand there and can use that to help market the book. But obviously the book is going to be my real name, and how do I reconcile that? And I think I will have to slowly merge those two identities in the next few years. But then there's other things that I don't necessarily want merged. So I'm kind of coming from the other perspective, where I'm going to have to do it a bit in reverse. Again, like others, I'm just careful what I put online anyway. I don't assume just because I've put something under my pseudonym that other people won't find it. But it just helps give me a little bit of distance. Avoids casual Googling. If somebody was really that stalkery that needed to find out everything I'd ever done, I'm sure they'd find it fairly quickly. The problem with real name, the problem with real names, I think particularly maybe more female viewers might appreciate this, is that it's very easy to find out where you live via the electoral roll, and then find out where your kids go to school and things like that. It does make things a lot easier for nasty repercussions, as many high profile cases of women who've logged something or criticised the video game and had a lot of fanboys suddenly issuing death threats. Or on a feminist website, calling out some bad behaviour and then ending it with death threats. And people come into their houses and having to involve the police. I think that is a consideration. So how much do you put yourself out there and make yourself a potential target? And when I get to the point where I'm merging identities in my book, I don't want my children necessarily to be in that target. Not that I think I'm doing anything particularly controversial that would require me being a target, but at the same time, you don't want to make... Hang on, we're out of time. Third boo.